Good morning, Audio Boo. All one word here. I'm just going to be a bit quiet until I get out of the way. I'll tell you why in a minute. There we go. So I'm, it's now 6:32 a.m. on the 1st of November. 2014. All one word here on the Zoom. Listen to that. So we're in beer. We're in beer in Devon. I'm being quiet because Molly.
Morning.
All right, morning. Okay. A bit chesty still. There's another dog walker. Just going to stop you a second, but you won't know. You won't know why. Okay, I'm back. Oh, really wish I could get rid of this cold. Right, let's go up the field. Now, I recorded an audio boo and sent it out last night when I was walking a dog from this place. So we're camped at a place called Beerhead Caravan Park. Camped, you know. Parked up in the motorhome. It was a comfortable night last night. I'll just switch the alarm off on my phone before it goes off again. And I've now walked out onto the Southwest Coast Path, which is a national trail. And basically the view from where I am right now is I've come out about 50 metres down the road. You're on the Southwest Coast Path, 50 metres from our motorhome. Actually, our motorhome front door. And we're in, like, there's a little bit of a cove on, in, which comes up the hill. You got all these caravans arranged on the hill. I'm trying to take photographs here. Not working too well. Can't talk and take pictures at the same time, clearly. okay, so it's still too dark for a pano. But it's not dark. The sun's not up yet. I'm taking pictures, sorry. Sorry, your audio boom. Yeah, so I've come out of the motorhome, walked down about 50 metres onto the Southwest Coast Path, up the path a bit for another 50 metres, and the path continues on. There's a signpost there saying beer is a mile down the road. Well, the town centre is. And there's this big grassed area on a slope, admittedly. There's been some cars on it. You can see the cars have caused tracks in the dew there. I'm surrounded by seagulls. If I come off the Southwest Coast Path and just walk this about 20 metres to this track that I was on last night, it's like a track for I've disturbed all the seagulls. Listen. There's about 100 seagulls on this grassed area on the other side of this track. There's a box body Ford Transit. Looks more like some kind of... Oh, what is it? What does he do? Oh, is he cleaning the poo bins? Is he? Let's have a look. He stopped again. What the hell's he doing? Can't see. He stopped down there. He's just driven about 200 more metres. There's a rubbish bin. A dog poo bin up there. Can't see what he's doing. Not unless he's doing nothing. He's just stopped the vehicle. So the sun isn't up yet, but it's very pale yellow light is hitting these caravans, and all the caravans, it's quite a strange sight. All I can describe them as looking like is all these static caravans are looking towards the sea eagerly as the sun comes up. They're all keeping perfectly still, all with the ends of them look like faces. So the width end, the shorter end, they're all pointing towards the sea, and they look like big eyes. Some of them look like cyclops looking towards the sea to see that sun coming up. But as I turn my back to them and continue walking down this track, we've got Molly in her element. Now she's running around. And I can see through a gap in the trees, there's some trees on my right, which are covering some houses on this, invariably the top of a cliff, because I can see through a gap in the trees across as the edge of the land kind of bends round to the right, I can see a cliff face now out of view, obscured by trees. I can see seagulls, I can see starlings, Mac McColgan's birds. I see starlings starting to form. They're like shoals of fish. And apparently they only do that at certain times of the year, so I've heard. Oh, that box body transit van's going. It's like a... he's got some... Oh, do you know what he's doing? He's cleaning the signs. Very clever. It's like a crew cab transit with a separate box on the back, big box. Storage space. But he's... I saw that he had some... like a roll of... A hose on a roll. And I think he's cleaning the signs. Oh, look at this view. I've got a coat on, but it's not really that cold. It's just the weather just to wear a coat. So peaceful. Come off this track now. Well, just 2 metres off. There's a seat here. It's covered in dew. There's a little... Don't go any further forward, Richard. Right in front of me now, there's a hedge. On the other side of the hedge, there's a track, which is about 2 metres below me. Which goes down to the house. There's a guy running. Molly. In his early 40s, wearing a two-tone high-vis vest there. There's a car behind me. I was wondering what that was. I could hear it for ages on there. I've got my headphones plugged into the Zoom, you see. And I'm recording on surround sound, but maybe that's not the best idea. So I'm going to have to hold the microphone still and move my shoulders and not move my head like this. So I'm constantly in the same place. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of this, me moving left and right like this. All the little techniques of using this microphone. So I can see the land kind of curves in to the left, so to speak. And I can see the, where are we now? We're looking south, so I can see the eastern end of Beer. I suppose, and I'm in the western end. But I can see the eastern end about, I don't know, how far is that across there? A mile and a half? Something like that? Yeah, about a mile and a half as the land curves into the left and out of my sight behind some land mass. And then the land juts back out into the sea. And actually, if I look into the distance, which is actually southeast, I can see the land comes out again into the sea right away into the distance, probably about 10 miles away. And I don't know where, hang on, I don't know what that could be. Let's have a look. I could have a look at my phone, couldn't I? He says, taking pictures. Map. I need a map. Molly's like... Oh, but I also need two fingers. Okay. Seton. Oh. Is that Seton? Oh, Seton will be around the corner. Okay, that's Weymouth. That's Weymouth over there. So if you have a look at the map, you'll see Weymouth jutting out to the sea. And if you look, as you're looking at the map, look left towards Exeter. I'm about two-thirds of the way to Exeter on that coastline. I suppose it might pop up with Sidmouth first, and just slightly right or east of Sidmouth I'm in Beer. So actually, could that this is Beer, and then that little on the other side, that little bit of landmass is Seton. So there's a little bit of a chill on the back of my neck there. Somebody jetting off on their holidays up there. Can you hear that? I can't even see the plane. What a view. So I'm going to go back towards the caravan park. Come on then. Back towards this gaggle of seagulls. All these seagulls have gone back to exactly the same area of grass up there. There's a fenced off area on the right there. It's a small, probably 15 by 15 metres with picnic benches on it. Fenced off area on this grass. So I'm led to believe that this area that I'm on now is a car park. Oh, that house has got a thatched roof. I've just noticed that. And also, oh no, it's an alarm. I thought it was a swallow's nest underneath the thatched roof. Oh, there's a young seagull there is being pestered by an older one. I'm quite hungry, actually. What's for breakfast? When I got up there, I had to put the heating on in the motorhome. I was on the bottom bunk. Sarah's on the overcab bed with Harry and Jessica. And obviously, it'll be warm up there because all the heat is rising up. But I had my window open a bit because I'm frightened of condensation. condensation and motorhomes and caravans don't mix. So I have my window open a little bit with the cool breeze blowing in. I mean, I didn't have the... I had a blind up, so it was only about 3 inches of... space above the blind with the bug net closed down, but still a draft. Right, shh. Molly, oh, where's she gone? I wanted to stop to see the read this information post. Molly, come here. She's interested in the hedge. Come on. She says, Dad, I want to go exploring down this path. So there's a concrete block here with an information post on it. And it says, be ahead, walk through time. Not like that, though. And for some reason, we've got an Indiana Jones all over it. So we're looking at kind of a timeline with Indiana Jones all over said timeline. So I'm on a Jurassic Coast, of course. Our story starts 140 to 165 million years ago, during the Cretaceous period. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and it's a little timeline of things. Okay, right, let's go. So Branska Mouth is 1 2/3 of a mile down here. What I'm actually going to do is go down the Southwest Coast Path. Those kittiwake seagulls are huge. So I'm looking out to my left towards the sea and the horizon, and there's this huge band of cloud which is about, as I look at it, about 2 inches above the sea. I'm not too sure if the sun's actually up, but it's going to pop up right... I tell you what, they've put that caravan park in a very clever place. The sun's going to come up and shine directly on the caravan park. But I'm going to walk along this Southwest Coast Path. So I'm walking back towards the the kind of entrance or exit into the caravan park. I'm just going to walk past it, keep walking and walk past it. This way, down. This way, down here. Oh, so there's a bit of tarmac path ends right now. Oh, that's nasty. I can see why that guy had wellies on now. Dog lead. So there's a bit of paths all flint and. Is it flint and chalk and things? This would be... Who's walked this path? I know Phil Sorrell, who's at Daylight Gambler. You've walked a section of it, haven't you? Please do not go near the cows as they have young calves and protect them of them. There's no cows in this field. As I can see, this field's not very big. However, that field is big. So you don't want to hear me walking, so I'll stop you for now. And I'll catch up with you, or you can catch up with me, in about less than a second. Okay, you rejoin me. I've powered up the path about 300 metres. He didn't want to listen to my heavy breathing. I'm full of cold, I'm really chesty, so currently getting out of breath really quickly. Okay, so I don't think I'm on the right on the top of the hill. No, I'm not. No, come here. The dog is indicating something to me. I know it's there. We'll come here. We'll go and see it in a minute. Don't worry. She's trying to tell me something. Come over here. Down here. What's this? What's this? So I'm pitched. I've perched myself. I'm actually not going to sit on the seat. It's a bit damp. Molly! Here. Around here. She's excited, that's all. Right. Wait. Wait. I don't know whether you'd be here. You hear that in the background? Listen. That's the sound of the waves, small waves, lapping up onto a shingly beach. So the sound is will be the shingle moving backwards and forwards as the sea pushes the shingle up and down the beach. It's not actually the waves themselves. The waves are really, really small. It's just the edge of the water lapping up. But the sound is reflected back to me by a white chalky cliff face. But as I look further round the corner, the cliff face is red, which is unusual. I say unusual, but you know, it's got something to do with this really Jurassic coastline, this ancient coastline. Oi! No. Come here to me. It's a bloody dog today. And good job, I've got some trainers on there, they're trail running trainers with really aggressive grips, and I needed it up that bit of grass there because I suppose it would be quite slippy. Anyway, getting back to that shingly beach. So I can see that bit of shingly beach is about 250 metres long. I really want to sit down. I can understand why they've put this seat here. Well, there's a number of beach huts on it. 99% are painted white. There's a couple painted yellow and blue, and some are red. Well, I can see some rabbits in this field down here. But, sorry, it's such a pretty scene. I'm sorry. the shingle on the beach is like a reddy-brown colour. And there are a lot of little fishing boats on that shingly beach that I can see. In fact, quite a lot. There's about 20. Like, really small ones, about 4 metres long. And then the cliff face goes round the corner, so to speak. And I can't obviously see beyond that until the kind of middle distance, which is that red cliff face. And as I pan across to the right, then I can see like the main kind of obviously touristy bit of Beer. And then pan right again, and then Beer ends, and then that landmass kind of juts out into the sea as I look at it. So on this seat behind me, there are two plaques. One plaque says the Beer Environmental Group 2005. And another little plaque, a smaller brass plaque, says Harold Stitson, 1917 to 2003, a beer boy. I'm going to take a couple of pictures, I think. Out on the in the sea, I can see one. It'll be a fishing boat. He's motoring along there. There's nothing else on the water that I can see. 6:58 it is now. I'm taking a few pictures here. I can see a couple of seagulls bobbing up down on that water. I think I'll continue because Molly's desperate to go up this hill. She wants to show me something. So I'll catch up with you in a second. Molly, let's go.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.